on. I know you're in there. Open up. Hey, dipshit. Open this door or I'm coming through it.
Took you long enough. Now, are you doing anything tonight? Great. You're free to watch some movies with me. And what if you were busy? Buddy, you and I both know that you're not the type to go to parties or on dates. You're too attached to me for either of those to happen. Oh, you definitely are. Honestly, I bet you're just trying to build up the courage to ask me out. No? Sure. That's why you follow me around like a lost puppy. Or kitten, I suppose. No. I don't mind it, actually. I kind of like it. It's pretty cute how clingy you can get. I bet whenever we're walking together, you have to resist the urge to hold my hand. God, it's too easy to tease you. Well, come on then. I'll let you pick out the first one we watch. There we are. Come on then. Sit next to me. Oh, you can sit closer to me than that. I don't bite. I mean, unless you want me to. I'm kidding. Unless. And you're turning red again. You are too precious. You know that? I'm glad that you're crushing on me so hard. I don't think I'd be able to handle it if you were stolen by anyone else. You're too cute to be anyone's but mine. What do I mean? I mean that you're just so fluffy. I'm a sucker for floofy hair. And your ears. Incredible. Oh, don't be so bashful. You definitely take good care of yourself, and it shows. And then there's me, who barely brushes my tail enough to keep the knots out of it. You think I'm pretty? No. That's new. You're feeling awfully bold tonight, aren't you? Not used to you complimenting me. No, I know you always want to. What? Movies? What movies? Ah, right, those. You still believe that lie? After all the times I've used that line to pull you out of your room and onto the couch just to tease you endlessly, you still think that I'm actually asking you to watch movies? Get your furry ass back here. I don't care what you thought. I'm not done teasing you. There you go. Now, what else can I do to get you all cute and blushy again? How about I pet you for a little while? No? Oh, but come on. I'll even let you pet me afterward. Oh, I've seen you stare at my tail before. I bet you're thinking how soft my fur would feel under your hand. How plush it would be. No, I know you have those thoughts. Dude, you are so easy to read. Not only are you an open book, but you're an instruction manual. So, let me pet you? Really? You'll let me? Great. Now, let me just... What? You don't like it when I sit on your lap? Well, what else am I supposed to do? I can't have you squirming away when I'm in the middle of petting you. Oh, you absolutely would. Also, I want a front row seat to the adorable blushy face you're gonna have when I'm done. No to that, too? Well, guess we're just gonna have to find out. Huh? God. It's just not fair. How can you be so much fluffier than me? What shampoo do you use? I have to get me some. Or maybe it's the conditioner? Either way, you have to tell me. I can't stand the thought of your fur being so much prettier than mine. What's that sound? It's you! I didn't think you'd start purring so quickly. Oops. Was that an accident? Did you let it slip how much you love it when your crush starts scratching your ears? Still insisting that we're just friends. Hun, who are you trying to fool at this point? Me or you? Are you lying to me? You are? So what is the truth then? Come on, look me in the eyes and say what I want to hear, kitten. No, your cheeks are so red. Yes, yes, I love you too. What's that? Oh, right. You get to fluff my tail too. Fine, here. Just not too hard, okay? It's kind of sensitive. No? What? I didn't make any sounds. And I certainly didn't enjoy it. No, I'm not the one turning red. That's you. You're the shy, meek one. Not me. Fine. Your hand is really gentle and light and feels much nicer than when I groom it. Maybe you could brush it for me sometime?